What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
On the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields.
Compliance.
Also,
you're out of control at this point.
A four-and-a-half-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Go to gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Imagine when there were just certain people you always were just mesmerized by, and those were those in
growing
finance.
Growing up,
finance, bankers, and it was
seriously.
Like, it was like, wow, these guys got things figured out.
It's always really dressed good. Well.
Always dressed really well. They dress very well there at FinTech, that they'll have a tie on.
Yeah, yeah. And they're always like pleats. And
They don't
look disheveled.
Never look disheveled. They have their life together at all times. That's you want to be part of. That's what FinTech
you know why you. That is.
Tell us, Steve.
Because you don't want, if you come across a banker who's disheveled, and you're just like, wait a second.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Imagine hiring somebody that's just constantly just like, oh no. Oh no. That would just be, that doesn't happen at FinTech.
Nope.
That doesn't happen.
Calm.
Because they teach you the ups and downs of the business. So they can keep you calm at all times.
That's critical when they have your money.
They're in charge of a lot, and so they have to be able to have that calmness to them. It's never like going, what do you love about your finance guy? Oh, incredible energy and just always freaking out. You know, no, that's not what we need at this time. I need steady. That's what Carson brings in. Carson Schott brings in
parties,
steady.
just parties, incredible party animal.
Yeah,
I don't want that.
No, it's like, oh, I saw him last night. I don't know how you're at work today.
Yeah, how'd you get here today?
No, not a FinTech.
And they never look like that either.
No. You see them out. Yeah, it might be like, oh, having a glass of red wine, small glass, very, very heavy.
Some cheese,
charcuterie board. Yes, meats and cheeses. Mm-hmm.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Check it out today. It's time for it. Bill's Thrills here on a Wednesday.
The Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados, the crop marketing, marketing people, grain marketing, crop insurance experts. GoTrados.com, the website, GoTredas.com. Wildcard Wednesday today, Bill.
Okay.
Where are you taking
we're
us
going,
today?
We're doing something we've never done before. Get your pen out. We're going to do a drill, and we'd like to have the listeners listen in to see what their thoughts are here.
Jeez.
As we get going here. Okay, let's go this. Quad box. Four quad, is it odd? Four quad, is it odd? We are all going to be where we feel the current fan base is. The current fan base is. And the quad box is this. One, expectation, natty. Two, expectation, playoffs. Three, upper tier bowl game, which would be like a holiday bowl. Four, just make it potato. Just make a bowl game, figure it out.
What was three again, Bill?
One, natty. Okay. Two, playoffs, which is top 12. Three, upper tier, that'd be a holiday bowl type of game. And then four, just make it. Where are you at? Go. Here we go. Oregon. What is
natty.
It? One. Natty, they're a one. That's from everyone like that.
Yes.
Indiana, where do you have them?
Playoff.
Your fan base.
Playoff.
I'm going upper tier.
You going upper tier? That's fine. You're your own person on this one right now. I'm going to go playoffs too, but that's a little bit that I'm not off on that. Penn State.
Natty.
Natty. Expectation. Natty. Ohio State.
Natty.
100% Natty.
Natty. Illinois. Where are they at right playoff. Now?
So this year playoff.
Playoff. I think you're right. I agree with that. Iowa.
Playoff.
Playoff.
Playoff. Okay. Yeah. I'm going upper tier.
Yeah.
I'm going upper tier.
That's kind of where they're at.
Yeah, but kind of where they're at. That's why it's a drill.
Right.
That's why it's fun. Michigan just won it 2 years ago.
Playoff.
Playoff.
Playoff. I would agree with that one. Okay. Minnesota.
Just make one.
Upper tier. I'm going upper tier. You saying just make one. All okay. Right. USC.
Playoff.
I would
upper tier.
But their fan base right now. So what are you thinking right now if you're their fan base?
Get in the damn playoff.
That's what I kind of think that. But right there, they're currently 10th, but it's interesting. Rutgers.
Just make one.
Just make one.
I'm going to go four in that one.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of say that.
Just make one.
Washington.
Just make one.
Upper tier.
You're going upper tier? Okay, I like
really?
That. Really? Flip it over.
Just play for the title game two
flip
years ago.
Flip it over. UCLA.
Just make one.
Just make one. 100% agree.
Same, agree.
Here we go. Nebraska.
Upper tier.
Upper
it's
tier.
Time. Got to win 8 or 9.
Upper tier.
Okay, if you win 8, you're probably upper tier.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Michigan State.
Just make one.
Just make one.
I agree with that. Wisconsin.
Just make one.
Just make one.
Good luck.
Northwestern.
Just make one.
Maryland.
Just make one, by the way. Just make one.
Purdue.
Man,
just make one.
Yeah, so there's several just make ones in there.
Yes.
There's 18 teams. There's a lot. Now let's flip it over.
Okay. SEC.
SEC. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Are you tallying these, I hope?
What's that? Not really. We're just kind of.
Sorry.
But Texas.
Natty.
Natty.
Hunter said. Georgia.
Natty.
Tennessee.
Natty. Yes. Natty.
I would say playoffs with
I'm
the quarterback
playoff.
Change.
Okay.
If they had the same quarterback, I think
you're
it's
not
Natty.
Wrong. We're
you're
just
not wrong.
Different. We're
There's
just
no
different.
One wrong. There's no one wrong here.
Playoff.
Okay. Alabama.
Natty.
Natty.
LSU.
Natty.
Natty.
They
gotta
are.
Win.
South Carolina.
Playoff.
Playoff. 100. A&M.
Playoff.
Playoff.
Agreed.
You better get it.
Ole
that.
Miss.
Playoff.
Playoff.
Agreed. Missouri.
Playoff.
I think I agree with that too. Florida.
Playoff.
I'm gonna say
upper tier,
but
the schedule.
I don't know. I'm changing it. I'm going playoff. That's what they
get 8 wins.
Their schedule's so brutal, but yes. Arkansas.
Hey, wait a second. Stop. One thing. Florida, if they get 8, are they in the playoff?
They'll have a really good chance. Okay. They'll be a weird thing. The 8-4, they'll talk to them.
Yeah.
Big conversation.
Arkansas.
Upper tier.
Upper tier.
Couldn't agree more. Vandy.
Just make one.
I think, I'm still with that. Just make one.
I'm going to go upper tier. Okay. OU.
Upper tier.
Ooh. Upper tier? Yeah.
I'm going to say playoffs.
Oh.
I'm going to say playoffs.
I was wrestling with just make one or upper tier.
Auburn.
Upper tier.
Upper tier, that's what I think, too. Kentucky.
Just make one.
Just make one.
I'm going to go upper tier.
Okay.
Mississippi State.
Just make one.
Just make one.
So difference there.
The difference probably, if you go through the drill, would be the Big Ten probably has more just make ones, where there's probably only a couple in the SEC that are just make ones. Probably a few more higher. There's definitely a few more higher on playoffs. We had for playoffs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that were I had 7
in the Big Ten?
Oklahoma SEC.
SEC.
We had less than that in the Big Ten. But it's just interesting to see where
that's a fun game.
Think where the fan bases are at and what are there. Because there's some teams just go, if you're Purdue, it's like, no, just make one. Just make one.
What did you guys say on Iowa?
I said playoff.
Playoff.
Yeah, I
agree
with you. I said upper tier, but probably playoff.
The only reason I say that about Iowa is because they're always upper tier. Yeah. And it should be if you're the fan. Oh, I know the fan base is playoff.
You're probably right because if there's a team that's been in upper tier bowl games a lot, it's Iowa.
Yeah,
they've played on New Year's Day in like the 11 a.m. Florida kick somewhere a lot.
Except many times,
a lot.
Many times. Yeah,
I don't pretend to have the pulse of the Iowa fan base. But I know enough that I think they just pine to be a playoff team. Of course they do. They've been upper tier. Yes, they. They're, yeah, you know, 10 Jake, games you're an time. Iowa native. Yeah. I mean,
you're a native. You've lived there. So you were 10.
You can speak for Iowa.
Yes. I cannot Jake, speak for Iowa.
Jake, speak. I lived in Iowa for 1 year of my life. That in, and that was in...
did not whatever, know this.
Yeah, young elementary
You have
school.
A kinship.
Yeah, there is like that, yes. What's the chant? Let's go, Hawks.
Let's go, Hawks. Let's go, Hawks. Let's go, Hawks.
Stop it.
So,
stop it. Hey, yeah, the other one we got crossed up a little bit on is Indiana. I'm saying playoff because they were in the playoff.
They've been there one time. It's hard for me to expect them now to be in the playoff.
I said also playoff. Wouldn't push back hard on upper tier.
No, and I bet their fan base would be okay with upper tier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Imagine Indiana going to the Holiday Bowl. Are you kidding me? We're not going to that stupid game.
Right.
No, yeah. No.
I could be a little off.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Based on Indiana. I just say that because they were in the playoff.
It's just so the teams that are the most interesting in the two conferences in my mind is USC and Oklahoma. These are logos.
Yeah.
These are national championship teams. They're playoff teams. These are as high level. I mean, if you also it's like, hey, did you hear where our so and so's going to coach at? Where? Oklahoma. Oh, that's good. How about he's going to USC?
Oh,
you isn't
SC? Both of them.
I mean, right now, I mean,
both
I,
of them.
Now, I we're not the what I read off of was just the standings from last year.
Yep.
So that there wasn't even off. I just picked something out just so I could have them all written down somewhere. But I think USC is somewhere. I think they're selected about eighth to ninth in this area.
Eighth,
and that's probably where Oklahoma at best is eighth to ninth.
CBS Sports had USC eighth.
Yes, okay. They did.
Yeah, Oklahoma, they were probably picked in that range. Oklahoma, I think What says pressure to me is when a coach takes over a side of the ball and Venables has taken over the defense. That says, well, we got to win.
Yeah.
We got to win.
But I thought anything
from that was a fun. Sanderson says, that was a blast. Yeah. Excellent. Bills thrills. Thank you.
Can we do that again on a kind of another conference sometime?
We're going to. So the next time, next Wednesday, I'll let everybody know.
I'd like that.
If you want to, if you guys want to print your own out, we'll be doing the ACC and the Big 12.
I know who are in them.
ACC and the Big 12.
All right. That'll be fun. That was fun.
And so just it's amazing when you get into their mindset of what it's like is at the so right now you said Nebraska was upper tier.
Yeah.
Okay, last year at this time.
Just make one.
Just make one. Now you're upper tier. Okay. So it's just interesting to see. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's always gonna be somebody that right now is like, Natty. We've won a Natty before. There'll be a fan somewhere in the boat. But
somebody unreasonable.
I think for the most part, I think we're pretty reasonable. We didn't have anywhere it was like we thought someone was just make one. And somebody else in the room thought it was Natty.
Not that far off.
No one was that far off. It was not like, ah, it's really close on these two spots right here. You know, and it's interesting because I thought the same way about LSU. It's Natty all the way. Because the last three coaches have all won one. You know, like that.
There's pressure on him.
They have to.
I'm Brian Kelly.
If you don't win one.
Like he's got to get the playoff.
It's a fail. Saban won. Les Miles run one. Ed Ogeron won.
Correct.
And so.
Hey. LSU is almost as interesting as Oklahoma and USC right
now. Oh, right. And they're loaded, and they need to win.
Playoff or bust.
Yeah, playoff for sure. Yes.
Playoff or fired? Is he fired?
No. I don't know if it'll be like that, but it'll be – I'm going to say right now, if they have an 8-4 year, it will be really rough.
Brian Kelly.
It'll be really,
so
really
that's
rough.
What I'm saying. Now, hold on now. 8-4, you're not getting in a playoff. 9-3, you are. 8-4, I'm saying if he doesn't make the playoff, what I'm saying is he might be gone.
It'll be
Gonzo.
It'll be heated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the headline again today, Bill? Was there a headline?
Yeah, I had a headline. I did.
Let's make sure.
Four quad. Is it odd?
That is Bill's Thrill. Sponsored
by honest with you, didn't really make a lot of sense.
That's okay. It was a headline.
It's a headline, but I had a headline.
It works for us. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now. 464-5685.
We won yesterday, right?
You did.
Is it odd?
Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Show. Today is also a wild card Wednesday on the game show. Tomorrow is the second major of the year in golf, the PGA Championship, played in Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. So today, for wild card Wednesday, we've got some, I believe, very gettable golf terms today. Golf terms. I feel good about us getting at least 3 out of 4, if not 4 out of 4 today.
Neither Bill nor I are golfers.
But you've are aware of the game.
I have some idea.
I've seen
course. You have played the game. You've watched some of the game. I think we should get 3 or 4
and
of these.
We still want to consider having a golf tournament, right? We're still looking into that?
Yes.
Jim Egger?
Yes.
He's awfully busy. Amon Green's having
the Amon. If you want to join the Amon Green
golf
tournament.
Is that Jim Egger also?
That is at Wilderness Ridge. We have the links to that on all of our social media at the ticket. On
it'd be a
Facebook,
great event.
X, Instagram. If you have any more questions, you can text 464-5685 or email me at jake@theticketfm.com. We will work on a Jim Egger tournament maybe in July. That's the goal there. But Amon Green's tournament Monday, June 9th at Wilderness Ridge. All right, it's time to play. Let's get a caller. Here we go.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill and Trivia. Today's topic is golf terms for tomorrow being the PGA Championship's first round. I don't know who we have here. You can hear me. Who do we have on the phone today?
Hey, Jake, it's Graham.
Graham from Beatrice, by the way. Yes, good man.
The cracker.
Well,
Graham,
you guys are in trouble because Graham is a very, very, very good golfer.
Yeah.
Very good golfer.
Oh, so we have no chance.
I didn't tell Graham what the topic was. He called in. He was the first caller. He's a friend from Beatrice. So I would say if you win today, it's an upset over Graham, but that's why we play the game. Graham, first question goes to you. What is the common term for when someone cards an 8 on a hole in golf?
Layup. He knows.
Just a hole in one?
Eight? No, 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 no.
He missed her. Oh.
Graham, I said eight. The number eight on a hole.
A number eight? Oh, a snowman.
There you go. He missed her. I'd make sure he heard it correct.
Sorry, I thought you said ace.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, all right. We thought we had you.
No, eight.
We're going
snowman.
Against a professional.
Snowman. Okay, 1-0 lead for Graham. Lock in, Bill.
We got to get to overtime.
What is the term for either an ace on a par four or a two on a par five? An ace, so a one on a par four or a two on a par five. What is the term for that? What is the score?
Say it again.
A one on a par four or a two on a par five. What is the term for that score?
You know what, Steve? I have a good, really good guess.
I would like you to guess.
Double eagle.
I would accept albatross or albatross. Double eagle. But
I want to say albatross, and I thought that was... I should
either or
been
works.
More fun.
They're both proper. One time.
We're in business.
We got to get to overtime.
Got to
get to overtime.
This is back to Graham for the lead. Graham, what is the area between the green and the rough called? There's a couple answers to give. Go ahead.
The fairway or the fringe?
You said the first one first.
What are you doing? No, you can't How do many that. Times does he get to say multiple answers?
Already
Graham said fairway first.
It's out.
No. Graham, you got your first answer was fairway.
You got this.
Pass.
You're passing.
Okay, I can.
Just say it again.
Rebound. Fringe.
What is the term?
Fringe.
You said fringe?
Brilliant.
Yes.
Well, he said
between
fringe.
The green and the rough.
Just let Graham keep guessing, I guess.
All right.
This could be an upset. This is a little dirty.
This is for
rough.
A little rough.
This is for the win.
This is for the win.
If you miss this, Graham can steal go the tiebreaker.
This is non-golfers versus golfers.
And Bill cannot help you.
The worst we can do is overtime.
We can win it here.
What is the term for when a shot goes straight right off the club face? I'm talking straight right. Not a slice.
Well, I think it's called a block.
No.
Blocked it right?
No.
That's not the term. That's not this one. Graham, what is that term?
That's a shank.
Brilliant.
Or a hosel rocket. I accept both of those. Hosel rocket or shank?
I made it too hard.
A block is not, yeah, I don't is know. Not straight right.
Yeah, I, that one's...
All right, this is for Graham, and you guys will go right, over under.
That was a hard one. You had no... I didn't know it.
Graham, this is for you. How many yards is Quail Hollow Golf Club playing from the tees of the PGA Championship starting tomorrow? What is the length of the golf course? Yards,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, it's like 7,612.
What did he say?
He said 7,612.
I think it's below. I think it's in the six somethings.
You're going to go under that?
Yeah.
Graham was 14 yards off. 7,626 yards.
I thought it was like 690.
Yeah, I was looking at the scorecard earlier.
That was a really topsy-turvy game show today. Graham comes on top. Nice win, Graham.
Graham, you
way
beat
to fight out. And nice win today, Graham. Congrats.
Got to answer everything twice. That helps.
He did. Well, you guys got the fringe.
Good job, Graham.
You went with it. I thought shank was easy.
It was. Bill, I should have gotten it. I just made it too hard.
Classic overthought.
It was because my first thought was like, there's some crazy word for this that I don't know.
Hosel rocket or shank? Yeah. I would have accepted that, but not block. Block is going right, but not like straight. If I'm looking at you guys going right over here.
I quit golf, Bill, because I block it all the time. I just couldn't. I don't know. Everything
through.
Goes right. Yeah. God. I'm serious. You know a lot. Adam used to say that all the time, my brother Adam. You got to get your hips through.
When we come back, we're not forgetting today, hour three. Sean Callahan is next.
Last week we didn't do this. We forgot him.
He's next, though.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.